This is Akash Bani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla yesterday reviewed the progress of the ongoing Indo-Myanmar border fencing in Manipur. The review meeting discussed various issues pertaining to the execution of the fencing work all along the Indo-Myanmar border. During the meeting held at the Raj Bhavan in Imphal, officials of Border Road Task Force briefed the governor on the progress of fencing works and highlighted matters related to land acquisition, fencing, security, manpower and others. Apart from Manipur Chief Secretary and other state officials and Assam Rifles, deputy commissioners of the five border districts also attended the meeting through video conference. In Assam, voting for the first phase of the panchayat elections in 14 districts saw a voter turnout of 56.41% yesterday. The polling was marked by sporadic incidents of violence, mostly in southern Assam Barrack Bali. In total, more than 1.80 crore voters are eligible to cast their votes in the two-phase elections. The second phase of voting will be held on the 7th of this month in the remaining 13 districts. Counting of votes will take place on the 11th of this month. According to the State Election Commission, 348 Zila Parishad and Anchalik Parishad candidates have been declared winners uncontested. The Bharatiya Janata Party and its ally Assam Gana Parishad have won 325 of these seats. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday chaired a high-level meeting to review the state's preparedness ahead of the approaching southwest monsoons. During the meeting, Sangma stressed on timely dissemination of warnings and alerts, emergency response from concerned departments in all districts. He also instructed the departments concerned to put in place a timely response mechanism to ensure the protection of lives, livelihoods and infrastructure against disaster risks and to ensure immediate relief to the affected families. Sangma further emphasized on the need to have a proactive approach to disaster management, including hazard mapping of disaster-prone areas and coordination between the departments concerned. In Nagaland, a person posing as a medical doctor without possessing the required medical degree was arrested by Dimapur police. The accused has been practicing as a doctor in Dimapur since 2014. He was arrested following a complaint filed earlier this year by members of the Nagaland Medical Council. Commissioner of Police Dimapur, Kevita Tuhto Sophie, yesterday informed that a case has been registered under relevant sections of the Nagaland Medical Council Act 2014 and other applicable laws in this connection. Investigation is on to determine the harm caused to patients who are unaware of his activities. Police have urged the public to exercise caution while seeking medical treatment and verify the qualification and credentials of medical professionals. The public should also report in case of any suspected person practicing without a valid certificate. In Manipur, the ethnic crisis completes 2 years today after violence broke out in the state on May 3, 2023. While a total shutdown has been announced in Kuki Zo community-dominated areas, an apex body of Valley District announced to hold a public meeting in Imphal today. Security has been tightened in the state and frisking and checking of people has been beefed up. The Central Paramilitary Police has been conducting flag marches in various key locations of Imphal city as part of the security measures. Inspector General of Border Security Force Meghalaya Frontier OP Upadhyay informed that security along the India-Bangladesh border has been significantly strengthened. Talking about the recent incidents in Bangladesh and the attack in Pahalgam, the BSF officials informed that preparedness and surveillance have been increased accordingly. The BSF has installed high-intensity floodlights over and along 400 kilometers of the Meghalaya border and utilizing snipers and tracker dogs to conduct patrols and detect illegal activity, especially along the zero line. In Nagaland, the International Association of Women in Radio and Television Travelling Film Festival in association with the Film Association Nagaland began yesterday at the Centre of Excellence for Music and Arts, Kohima. Veteran journalist and documentary filmmaker Nupur Basu, in her keytone address, highlighted unique challenges that women filmmakers face in the industry, ranging from gender bias and lack of funding. Various genres of films directed by women filmmakers from different countries are being screened during the two-day festival. The Meghalaya Board of School Education has announced that the results of the Higher Secondary School Leaving Certificate HSSLC examination 2025 for arts, science, commerce and vocational streams will be declared on Monday. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.